Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Former Vice President Joe Biden today officially launching his Democratic run for the White House.
The 76-year-old will reportedly hold a fundraiser in Philadelphia before holding a rally in Pittsburgh on Monday. President Obama is not expected to endorse any Democratic candidate early in the primary process.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. The U.S. Embassy in Sri Lanka is warning people to avoid places of worship on the island nation over the weekend because of possible extremist attacks. The Easter Sunday suicide bombing attack in Sri Lanka killed more than 250 people. More than three dozen people hospitalized today after a chemical leak in north suburban Chicago. Lake County Sheriff Sergeant Christopher Cavelli says anhydrous ammonia leaked from containers pulled by a tractor.
This leak caused these plumes of toxic gas to be released into the air.
That leak was contained within a few hours. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a storm system on the way. Today will be another warm day with a high temperature up to about 82, but some pop-up scattered thunderstorms are possible, especially later on in the afternoon, becoming likely this evening and tonight, and into the early part of the day on Friday before ending. The low temperature tonight should be down to about 62. Tomorrow, look for improvement by midday and into the afternoon as sunshine returns at a high around 80 for Friday, and that leads to a beautiful weekend with lots of sunshine both days, up to about 82 Saturday, 85 Sunday, and upper 80s on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh will not run for U.S. Senate next year. Marsh said he concluded he would not enjoy Washington because he likes, quote, getting things done. Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne and former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville have announced they are running. Wednesday was Human Trafficking Awareness Day at the Alabama State House. Multiple bills have been introduced to help fight human trafficking. One would require all healthcare workers to undergo human trafficking training. That bill is still in committee. And Alabama health officials are warning that a traveler passing through Alabama may have exposed people to measles. They say the traveler made stops in Livingston and Fort Payne on April 11th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Keith Pinkerton at Mr. Electric. How do we make things better? Our customers say it better than we can.
Professional. Top notch.
They were on time.
Fixed it on site.
I'd recommend Mr. Electric to anyone.
We're proudly making things better in the Montgomery area. And we're proud to be a neighborly company.
We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Visit MrElectric.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alarming new numbers in the measles outbreak.
The CDC confirms there are more than 650 cases in the U.S.
We've located what we believe to be the body of Andrew A.J. Friend.
He was reported missing by his parents nearly a week ago.
Both parents have been charged with first-degree murder. president vows to fight Congress in court.
We're fighting all the subpoenas. I say it's enough.
Deadly storm system sweeping across several states, bringing flash floods and water rescues.
A man in the San Francisco Bay Area is accused of intentionally plowing his car into a crowd.
Luke Walton, the former coach of the LA Lakers and brand new coach of the Sacramento Kings, accused of sexually assaulting a sports reporter.
James Holzhauer has done it again.
15-day total of $1,135,175.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. First time calls need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. Fresh Market has got the grass-fed ribeye on sale. Normally $15.99 a pound, $11.99 a pound. And then the prime, which is our favorite, New York strip, normally $15.99 a pound, $12.99 a pound. And I think the premium is $9.99 a pound. I will pay extra for the prime because it's that much better. It's really, really good. And I don't know about you, Joey, but I don't eat as much when I'm doing the prime. I do the premium.
No, I eat anything
that's in front of you.
Yes, I'm at that point in life, yes.
Also, Sweet Creek Farm Market, any caller can get in on that. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And I'm going to be there Saturday doing the Spring Fest that they have down there. Join me down there. It's going to be a lot of fun. The kids will love it. They're going to have hay rides and bands and music and food, food trucks, animals, tractor equipment they can play around on, all sorts of things. So go down there, join me. It's going to be a beautiful day on Saturday and Sunday. Let's go to the phones and go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you today?
I'm really good, my friend, and you?
I'm doing good. I took me a little break away from politics for a while. And I think that, like you said a while back, and you pretty much called every bit of this, they're desperate. I mean, the left is desperate. And they have nothing. They have nothing and nobody to win anything for them. I just wanted to say I'm so glad I listened to your show.
Well, I'm so glad. I'm sorry that you took a break from me.
No, not from you, just from politics in general.
Oh, good. Yeah, don't leave me. That hurts my feelings.
Yeah, I had to take a little break there for a while. But I want to get in on your luau, if you don't mind.
You got it. It's going to be Saturday at 4 o'clock. Give me your month and day of birth, John.
5/17.
We got you, buddy. We're going to do that drawing tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. Have a great day. If I can see the clips to see which direction we need to go in. Ooh, we got so much stuff here. Let's start out with the Byron York talking about the lack of interest among, Byron York on the testimony before Congress. Let me do this. Change out on that. Let me do Catherine Herridge first, so you kind of get a feel for this. Listen in.
The president taking a firm position after providing dozens of interviews to special counsel Robert Mueller and over a million records. Then he seemed to pivot and question the need for his business records that are part of a separate House investigation.
Now, Mueller, I assume, for $35 million, checked my taxes, checked my financials, which are great, by the way. You know they're great. All you have to do is go look at the records. They're all over the place.
Former White House counsel Don McGahn is at the center of the special counsel's obstruction findings. That interview was governed by a 2008 Justice Department legal opinion that allows for sharing information within the executive branch, but privilege still stands if shared with outside parties, including Congress. In the last hour, the White House counsel Pat Cipollone confirming that senior presidential advisor for policy Stephen Miller will also refuse a congressional subpoena to testify before the House Oversight Committee. The Oversight Committee chairman Elijah Cummings responded late yesterday to recent developments, issuing this statement that reads in part, quote, this is a massive, unprecedented and growing pattern of obstruction. President Trump declared to the entire country that he would obstruct Congress and order all White House officials to defy lawful subpoenas. And Wednesday, the Trump administration went even further by expanding this policy to employees at federal agencies. The Oversight Committee also wants testimony on the census, and a Justice Department official told Fox News the committee provided, quote, no legitimate or constitutional basis for excluding a Justice Department lawyer to protect privilege, and if that changes, they said the Attorney General William Barr will have no objections, Bill.
So Trump is kind of pushing back here. Now, one of the things that he said is that he will get the Supreme Court to, he'll take it to the Supreme Court to stop impeachment. I think they misunderstood, but Jason Napolitano is going to comment on that.
President Trump threatening to take legal action if Democrats push for impeachment. The president tweeting this, I did nothing wrong. If the partisan Dems ever tried to impeach, I would first head to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Let's talk to Fox News senior judicial analyst, Fox Nation Judge Napolitano. Andrew, can't Congress impeach anybody they want?
Congress can impeach anybody they want for the reasons set forth in the Constitution, right. And the courts have no say in it. There's a famous case called United States versus Nixon, not Richard Nixon, a federal judge whose last name was Nixon, who the House impeached, and prior to his trial in the Senate, he tried to get a federal court to say, there's no basis for this, you got to stop it. Went right. All the way to the Supreme Court, which said, the judiciary has no jurisdiction here. It can't do anything. If the House indicts, we call it impeach, then the trial is to be held in the Senate, and no court has the authority to stop it. The president was probably unaware of that case and of that case law. So the bottom line is there's nothing he can do about it because impeachment is political. There has to be a legal basis for it. Treason, bribery, and then there's that fuzzy phrase, other high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, when Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton were the subject of articles of impeachment, the high crimes and misdemeanors included obstruction of justice. So we know historically obstruction of justice can be a basis for impeachment, but the courts won't get involved.
Okay, so that was Jason Napolitano saying that he was basically was wrong with that. So let's listen on to Jason Napolitano talking about other possibilities here.
Meanwhile, it sounds like the House, with its oversight responsibilities, would like to call in some members of the administration, ask about security clearances, talk to Don McGahn, stuff like that. And the White House is now, it sounds like, drawing a line in the sand saying, we're not going to let anybody come over.
Well, this will get to the courts because these subpoenas are valid. And when they ask you to come and testify, you can ignore them. When they send you a subpoena, you can't ignore them. You have to do something with the subpoena, either comply with it or bring it to your lawyer and have your lawyer challenge it, which is apparently what the president is going to do. Don McGahn doesn't work for the government anymore. So he could walk into Jerry and Nadler's committee hearing room and just take the oath and start testifying. I don't think he's going to do that. I think he's going to defer to the White House's wishes, which is to challenge the subpoena. So ultimately, a judge will decide. When the President of the United States allowed Don McGahn to be interrogated by FBI agents, federal prosecutors, and perhaps, we don't know this, a federal grand jury, because that's kept secret, did the President give up his executive privilege? There's arguments on both sides. If he did, once it's given up, it's gone forever. If he did not, then he can hold back some of the things that Congress wants to ask Don McGahn about.
Because Congress does have oversight authority of the executive branch.
Yes, and the subpoenas are presumed to be valid, so it is the president's legal team's burden to prove why that subpoena would invade some right that the president has. Look, when Richard Nixon did this, about the tapes, he lost. And the Supreme Court came down on the side of the courts and the Congress to subpoena these things from the president.
Now, one thing, though, that in the memorandum to Mueller on McGahn is that it says in there specifically that this is not to be released to other areas of government. And he did that. So I'm kind of surprised. And they did not go back and claim executive privilege on any of that. And I don't know if they just said, okay, well, we're not going to do that. But that may be a kind of a problem in this conversation. So now Byron York is going to weigh in here on testifying before Congress.
This is a political hearing. It doesn't serve any legislative purpose.
Giuliani.
It doesn't really even serve an investigative purpose. Mueller investigated it to a fairly well. And by the way, it's the second time an FBI investigation cleared the president of collusion. How many times does he have to be cleared of it? So I would resist those subpoenas and let them fight for anything they get and prove their legitimacy.
Rudy Giuliani sounding off last night with Laura Ingraham, the president's lawyer, saying the Mueller investigation is over, and if Democrats want to squabble about it, have at it. Byron York, chief political correspondent, Washington Examiner, appears clear that the White House is going to fight this in the courts as long as it is required, Byron.
And it could probably go on for a while. Remember, a lot of this is not all that unusual. The Obama administration asserted executive privilege for years in the Fast and Furious matter, not handing over documents to Congress. The George W. Bush administration asserted executive privilege for years over the question of its firing of U.S. attorneys. So these things can go on quite a long way. There is something interesting going on with this Don McGahn thing, which is the president did waive executive privilege in allowing McGahn to talk to Bob Mueller. The idea was the White House is in the executive branch, Mueller's in the executive branch, they could talk to each other without waiving any privilege. But then Mueller published a report containing excerpts of what McGahn said. It's there for all of us to read. And Democrats are saying, well, look, that waived the privilege. You've got to come testify. It's going to end up in court.
Just like Justin Politano said, I think that's where they're going. But as he noted there, this could take a long time. Now, this next two pieces here talking about the Democrat strategy, but this part is there really is a lack of interest on all this stuff. And the Democrats don't know what to do with this thing. But listen in.
I think this is probably the most interesting story of the day thus far. Politico headline, here's what it says. It says, vulnerable Dems escape Mueller-obsessed beltway. That's the headline. But this is the next line under that. Attendees at town halls across the nation rarely ask about the two-year investigation. The reason I think this is critical, Byron, is you travel the country. How what's the level of tolerance for the American voter for this now, do you think?
You mean they're not as interested in it as we are?
Or cable news.
Go back to November of last year, the midterm elections. Democrats did not campaign a lot on impeachment. And now there's not this interest in, remember, most members of Congress are out in their districts right now. They've had a long Easter break, and they're not hearing about Mueller. And this is one of the reason you're seeing, I think, the committee chairman in the House want to have McGahn come testify because they can turn it into a TV show. In other words, they worry that with a 400-plus page report, nobody's going to read that, nobody's going to get down into the weeds, but if they can have one witness come and tell a compelling story on television, then perhaps they can get some momentum behind their desire to at least investigate
that's a great point.
Trump.
If you go back to Watergate, that was when things really captured the imagination of the American people.
And that's exactly what they're thinking.
So he's going to expound on that in just a little bit. But so this is not in the public view. And he's going to say something where he talks about Barr during the press conference where he said there was no collusion. Well, that's all that people heard. That's what made the Democrats so mad. That was the news report. That's all they heard. And so they go, there's no collusion. And they're trying to add something to this, so there's another factor for them to go to. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
News talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Trust. countries coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Keith Pinkerton at Mr. Electric. How do we make things better? Our customers say it better than we can.
Professional. Top notch.
They were on time.
Fixed it on site.
I'd recommend Mr. Electric to anyone.
We're proudly making things better in the Montgomery area. And we're proud to be a neighborly company.
We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Visit MrElectric.com.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Oh, what a night. Late December back in 63. What a very special time for me. As I remember what a night.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, let's continue on with Byron York here doing America's Newsroom.
Abigail Spanberger, she's a former CIA agent in Virginia, a Democrat. She had a town hall. No one asked her about the Mueller matter. There's a California Democrat by the name of Josh Harder who says there's 10 times the amount of interest among voters for health care and immigration and student debt than there is on impeachment investigations of Donald Trump. Go ahead, Byron.
Well, the Trump White House also did something pretty brilliant when the Attorney General, Bill Barr, gave the principal findings of the Mueller report before the report was actually released, in which he basically said no collusion, and it's kind of fuzzy on the issue of obstruction. And most Americans don't follow this that carefully, so when they hear, okay, Mueller found no collusion, they kind of file that away as the answer to this whole thing. So what Democrats are doing is they're kind of fighting against this widespread perception, and they hope that hearings and McGahn testimony would help them.
But it's not. Let's go to the phones. Go to Red Tide. Red Tide, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Oh, they don't hope anything's going to help anybody. I mean, what a nasty bunch of folks up there. And Elijah Cummings is so stupid. I'm sorry. He's a bad committee chairman, don't you think?
Yeah, I think he's got too much of an agenda.
And he's just not, his speech, everything is just so ignorant down and about him. I hate to be that, but Elijah Cummings has been a pain in our butt for a long time. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
So, hey, the big news of the day is this guy on Jeopardy.
The one that's 1.5 million?
Yes, I've been watching it, man. I'm hooked. That's the smartest guy I've ever seen in my life, and I've never seen anybody like him. It's amazing. And, now it's starting to make the national news. And it's stunning how smart this fellow is. Yeah, and being a big Jeopardy watcher, because that's how my grandmother learned to speak English, by watching game shows. And she knew the answer to all those trivia questions. She was really smart.
Really? So your grandmother would watch game shows and learn English?
To learn English. She moved here in 1960 from Brussels, Belgium. And my mother moved here in 1948 from Belgium. And my grandmother not only was smart, knew four languages, but she also taught French to Kim and Craig Wanis. I know you remember Kim Wanis.
Kim Wanis?
Kim Wanis, channel WCOV News.
Yes.
So I would go over to my grandmother's house. There would be Kim and Craig Wanis sitting there for French lessons, because they're a couple of years older than me. But she seemed to teach all the millionaires French in this town. She was a very smart lady. What do you think is going to happen with our lottery bill? Can I change something a little bit? And it's a long ways to the vote, isn't it? All the way next November.
It's, I'm not sure we're going to have legislators in tomorrow, and Becky Garrison's going to be reporting tomorrow morning, hopefully, or morning at the opening of the show. But that's one of my questions that's on the question list. And the electronic bingo lottery did not, that's not the bill they're considering. It's the paper lottery bill that they're considering.
Don't the other states adjacent to us, like Georgia, just have a paper lottery?
They do.
Okay, that's also because they keep talking about the electronic lottery. I've never seen one. Have you?
I have not. It's just a way to get in the back door and get Green Track and Victory Land some action.
Okay. Yeah, the paper lottery would be big, and they still have not earmarked what the funds go for. Have they, or is it go to general fund?
Last time I talked to someone, it's kind of divided up a little bit. There's a education component to it, and there's a general fund component, and there's a debt payoff or banking it component.
Right. Don't you think
which banking it is code for we get to use it somewhere in the future the way we want to use it.
Yes, like they do everything else. Yeah. God, that must be a big damn pig they can't keep all this money in, is all I got to say. The big piggy bank they have, isn't it?
It is.
Of course, I saw the Biden rollout this morning. It was the most pitiful rollout I've ever seen.
I opened the show with it. I am shocked that he used Charlottesville as his centerpiece.
Yeah, he makes no sense. He's so far out of touch. I still say Bernie's going to be the nominee. I don't think anybody can touch him. And I think if they nominate Biden, just like I said yesterday, the Bernie guy's going to vote for Trump. I think this is a wonderful field for Donald Trump to run against, don't you think?
Well, I think it has the potential to be in a melee that could really benefit Trump. I think that we're going to get into the IG report coming up soon, story here. But you need a couple of shoes to drop here. The Inspector General report on FISA is going to be one of them. And then the Democrats starting to rip each other up is going to be another one.
I can't wait for them to put those shoes on from the IG report. That's going to be a fun day to go walking in those shoes.
That will be fun. I'm looking forward to that.
I am too. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Enjoy the show as always.
Thank you. You have a great day. News Talk 93.1, Dan Mora Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Mora Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. Former Vice President Joe Biden today officially launching his Democratic run for the White House.
The 76-year-old will reportedly hold a fundraiser in Philadelphia before holding a rally in Pittsburgh on Monday. President Obama is not expected to endorse any Democratic candidate early in the primary process.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. The U.S. Embassy in Sri Lanka is warning people to avoid places of worship on the island nation over the weekend because of possible extremist attacks. The Easter Sunday suicide bombing attack in Sri Lanka killed more than 250 people. More than three dozen people hospitalized today after a chemical leak in north suburban Chicago. Lake County Sheriff Sergeant Christopher Cavelli says anhydrous ammonia leaked from containers pulled by a tractor.
This leak caused these plumes of toxic gas to be released into the air.
That leak was contained within a few hours. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a storm system on the way. Today will be another warm day with a high temperature up to about 82, but some pop-up scattered thunderstorms are possible, especially later on in the afternoon, becoming likely this evening and tonight, and into the early part of the day on Friday before ending. The low temperature tonight should be down to about 62. Tomorrow, look for improvement by midday and into the afternoon as sunshine returns at a high around 80 for Friday, and that leads to a beautiful weekend with lots of sunshine both days, up to about 82 Saturday, 85 Sunday, and upper 80s on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
They're debating the lottery as we speak, and they just added an amendment that basically would make the bingo facilities legal in Alabama. Which tells me that they're worried that they're not legal. Remember, we just had a bust in Jefferson County. Flower Child, let's go to you, my dear.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
Very good.
Joe Biden looks like the most low-energy candidate. he's only running to get money for a legal defense for his son, Hunter. It's the only reason he's running, I think. And Bernie won't be it either. The only thing that will bring out the Democrats is going to be a woman.
The only thing that will bring out a Democrat is going to be what? A woman?
A woman candidate, I think.
Why do you say that?
I just don't think that they're going to go for these old, tired, white men.
Being an old, tired, white man myself, you know.
I know. I'm an old, tired, white woman. But I just don't believe that. And who would want Hussein's endorsement? I mean, within the next 2 months, everybody's going to be running from him like he had the plague.
Why do you say that?
Because of all his
shenanigans?
Digressions. I mean, you know, he had any secret emails. Everybody had a secret email. And he's lied to the American people so much. I mean, you know, like, what was it, a cartoon I saw, you know, like, if you like your health care, you know, that spill. Mm-hmm. And then there was a meme that said, if you like your privacy, you can keep it.
Okay, that's cute.
So I just don't see where anybody is going to come out on top of this as far as that running up against Donald Trump. And they're just trying to tread water.
Okay.
So what do you think?
I don't know. I think the key is going to be can they connect with the American public. And I think they're having a hard time doing that. They, mm-hmm. I think some of these candidates have ceilings versus floors. And I think, you know, Beto O'Rourke hadn't been able to connect. Buttigieg is the closest to connecting with them. But Bernie only, he has a ceiling. I think Bernie's ceiling is around that 33, 34, 35% number.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think Buttigieg would be just like Beto O'Rourke. And, you know, he'll have his couple months of fame, and then he'll go down. I just don't see anybody. The main thing is whoever Soros is going to back. That's the question. So, in my humble opinion. And that's all I have to say.
Florentino, you have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Newstalk 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. We have the last cut of Byron York. He's going to be talking about Stephen Miller.
I'm just getting a note that Stephen Miller apparently will not testify about the immigration policy before Democrats in the House. This would be the oversight chairman, Elijah Cummings, apparently. He says the invitation to appear will not be accepted on behalf of Miller. So quick thought on that, Byron. Got to run.
Well, this is a broad fight. Remember the fight over the census citizenship question, over the White House security clearances. The White House is basically saying no to a lot of these investigations. And they can hold they can delay things for a long time.
And that is going to be the case. They're going to be able to. They're going to delay this and delay and delay and delay. And then did I mention delay? Here's an interesting story here, or a conversation about the Inspector General's probe on FISA.
Number of Democrats still pushing for impeachment, even after the release of the Mueller report.
I think he's made it pretty clear that he deserves impeachment.
The tool that we are given for that accountability is the impeachment process.
I believe Congress should take the steps towards impeachment.
We're going to have to impeach. I just wish it was sooner than later.
All of this happening as the Inspector General at the Justice Department, Michael Horowitz, is gearing up to release his own report on potential FISA abuse. So could those results derail any impeachment plans? Here with Insight is Fox News contributor, former deputy independent counsel during the Whitewater Lewinsky probe, Saul Weiss. What do you expect from this Inspector General report?
I expect it's going to be very, very hard hitting. You know, Michael Horowitz is a person of impeccable integrity, respected by people in both parties. And he was, a lot of people don't know this, he was radicalized in a way by the stonewalling of the Obama administration. In 2010, Eric Holder came up with a unprecedented radical interpretation of the Inspector General's powers. Horowitz is the Inspector General, and said all of a sudden, you Inspector Generals, you can't get any national security information, including what's called Title III, surveillance-type activities for national security. Ironically, this is the kind of stuff that was probably done, we know that it was done with respect to the FISA process with President Trump. So it's very ironic that Mr. Horowitz is leading this investigation. So you can expect him to be very ethical, very hard-hitting, but he will not seek to expand his charter. He'll focus on exactly what he was asked to do. And my guess, I don't want to go overboard. I don't want to be like people who for 2 years said Mueller is going to, you know, going to destroy the Trump presidency. But I think it's going to be a major, major political fact.
Several points in there. Number one, so why would Eric Holder say that you could not look at intelligence information? Is that because if he started looking at that he would find that there was something wrong? And then the irony of it, that they're looking at stuff of FISA and intelligence information, that's part of what he's looking at. So that, I thought that was interesting. And the other part is that the Mueller component of it is that that they don't want to overstep. He rightly said, don't overstep this and don't make it too big, like it's going to be the collapsing of everything. But, excuse me, I do think we're 3 to 4 weeks away from this, and I do think it's going to be explosive. It's a question of, is it going to be this one of these things where he's going to refer and Barr's going to pick it up, or is he going to really get and lay down everything and kind of give names and people that I think would be really damning to the Obama administration. And I think it could change the way we're looking at this, because if all of a sudden the Democrats are having to defend what happened during the Obama administration, I think that could be deadly for them. And they would absolutely, that they would be picking up those pieces, and then all you're trying to do is just continue on with the investigation of what the strategy was during the Obama administration. So you're part of the problem. You're part of what they're doing. And I think that will shut them down so fast. And the question will be, what will the media do with this? Will the media pick it up and run with it? And they cannot look at a great story. And if this thing is presented right and it's a really great story, the media will love it because it's so salacious and it's so big. And they can't do what they're doing now, which is just ignore it. Because if you have one group of people, it just takes one network reporting it and the others are not, they're going to look really stupid. That includes Fox. If Fox is reporting it and others are not, and they've got some validity behind it and they've got some big name players with it, it's going to be very, very tough for them to ignore it. Let's listen to the second part of this story.
These are the officials who could be in the firing line, if you will, who signed off on the FISA applications. James Comey, Sally Yates, Andrew McCabe, Rod Rosenstein, and Dana Buente. Here's what's particularly interesting. I don't know if you caught this, but Joe DiGenova was on Laura Ingraham's program last night saying that he's got information that not only is this IG report going to be explosive, but that, in fact, some of the judges on the FISA court got information that they were sort of had and that they were misled in the process, and that they've spoken out in private, and that some of these folks may face criminal prosecution. What say you?
I'm skeptical about people facing criminal prosecution. I'll believe it when I see it, and I certainly would be very surprised if Dana Buente or Rod Rosenstein were seriously implicated in this. But it's something quite different when you're talking about what happened with people in the Obama administration who authorized, think about this, who authorized surveillance of the political campaign of the opposition party, of their main candidate. That's very, very shocking and something that should concern us all. So again, I wouldn't go, you know, Joe's been wrong before. We've all, you know, we don't always make correct predictions. So I don't think we should get ourselves too excited about this. I think we want a fair report. And if there were abuses, I think Horowitz will not hesitate to spell them out.
And Horowitz is a very believable guy, and I think that's going to be one of the factors here, is that appointed by a Democrat, appointed by Obama, and by all counts, is just a straight down the center kind of guy. Excuse me. And I think that will bode well for him. You know, when he did the first report talking about the text and things like that, I think it was a little too fast, and I'm glad he's taking the time with this one to get it done right. And if he lays it out correctly and he has referrals in there, I think this could be a big-time home run. And it's going to be one of those things that is going to change the way we're doing business here and the way we're looking at stuff. And that will be a game-changer for sure. So hopefully we'll see that 3 to 6 weeks. Hopefully it's on the sooner side versus then later. So Border Patrol Council President is talking about what's going on at the border, and this is a big issue here.
Border Patrol has released this video of nearly 300 migrants caught crossing the border into Texas. This, as they reveal new numbers on our southwest border apprehensions, the numbers so far this year already surpassing the total number of apprehensions last fiscal year. And thousands more could be on the way. The so-called mother of all caravans is heading toward the United States with as many as 10,000 migrants. Joining us right now to weigh in is the Border Patrol agent and vice president of the National Border Patrol Council, Hector Garza. You look at this video, 300 overnight, the mother of all caravans heading our way. Why so many now?
Well, it's no accident. This caravan is no accident. It's actually the result of all these sanctuary policies. It's the result of Congress not acting and continuing to encourage illegal immigration. That's why we're continuing to see these asylum seekers that are abusing our immigration laws. And frankly, President Trump is doing everything in his power to be able to stop this crisis. But Democrats and some activists are just doing everything behind his back to undermine his authority.
Let's go to the phones and go to Jimmy. Jimmy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you, Jimmy?
I'm good.
Long time no talk to.
Can you go back to the lottery thing
sure.
real quick? Is what they're talking about potentially passing now, is that going to be the thing that's going to allow the Indian casinos to go completely full casino?
They say that they've checked it out and that it won't do that. I have a different opinion from a former Secretary of Interior down at a hotel who told me personally that it would do it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I always thought that was one of the big deals about not going with a state lottery.
Yeah, but see, what happens is Singleton and some of these other people have said, oh, no, we call them and there's no problem with that. Well, I don't trust these people as far as I can throw them. They didn't call because they knew if they called and got the wrong answer, they'd be stopped instantly.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I want to tell you about a part of your show that I used to really like, and I don't like it as much now.
Oh, what?
Is when you tell us all about what you're going to be doing for the weekend.
Oh, no.
And the food you're cooking and how you're cooking it. And how it's going to taste. And that just used to get me so fired up and excited. And now all I get is just hungry and jealous.
Oh, Jimmy, don't be jealous. But you can join me down at Sweet Creek Farm Market Saturday.
Are you judging down there?
I am.
Actually?
I'm okay. Mark P. Bunting and myself are going to be judges. And I may have somebody else join us.
Okay. All right, well, that sounds great. Hope y'all have a great turnout down there. I don't know if Laurie and I will make it, but I would like to get into the drawing for the luau.
The luau, huh? Okay, give me month and day of birth, Jimmy.
3:30.
Is it 3:30 already? Jimmy, let's do this. We're going to do the drawing tomorrow, and okay. So listen in to see if you're the winner, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, well, Jimmy.
You have a good time down there.
Thanks.
Sampling that.
You have a great day. Good talking to you again.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
News Talk 93.1 coming back. Final segment, 272-9228. Be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. you would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Let's get this second part of the National Border Patrol, and then we'll play the Biden piece again since we're at the end of the show so you can hear it. Take it away, Joey.
You say the asylum seekers are abusing our laws, but really they're just using our laws to their advantage. If people don't like the laws, like regarding catch and release and things like that, change the laws. But it comes down to Congress, which, you know, both sides are dug in and they're not going to get together on this.
And you know, Steve, we made it very clear that this falls squarely on the hands of Congress. The members of Congress are not acting. They've already admitted that there is a crisis on the border. If you hear what Senator Bernie Sanders has been saying and Cory Booker, they're already acknowledging that there is a crisis on the border. But the question is, what are you doing about it? And the reality is that members of Congress are not acting.
Well, when it comes to Mexico, because a lot of these people come from the triangle countries in Central America, and then they're able to get into Mexico. Mexico needs to do more, and it sounds like, you know, the pressure campaign the president has put on Mexico has worked, because this mother of all caravans currently at 10,000. A couple of weeks ago, it was 20,000, and a lot of those people were turned around by Mexico and placed back in their countries.
Yeah, and you know what, Steve? President Trump has been doing a great job, and he is putting the right pressure on Mexico, and that's why now they're acting. But no other president has held Mexico accountable like President Trump, and we're very supportive of President Trump for doing that. And yeah, they are acting, they are moving, and they are stopping some of these caravans, because if not, the situation at the border will only get worse.
Before I go to G. Calvin, it's... one of the things Mexico did is they had the migrants that were walking, and they basically peeled off a couple of hundred of them and got them off into the side, and then basically these buses pulled up, and they put them on the buses and sent them back home. And they were fighting to get to stop the fellow riders from doing that, and they didn't care for that too much. Hmm. The Mexican police didn't. So they are trying to do something, but 300 out of 20,000 isn't much, but that 20,000 crowd is going down to 10,000 because these people are dispersed. Let's go to G. Calvin. G. Calvin, welcome aboard.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good, what's up?
First time talking to you. I've been listening to you way before the lightning struck the building that time. I just called just to say hello, and I heard about the little drawing you had, and I was wondering what I needed to do to get involved in it.
To get in drawing for the luau on the area, mm-hmm. too? All you need to do is give me your month and day of birth, and then listen in tomorrow to see if you're a winner.
Okay. 10/28.
10/28. Have you been on the Harriet, too?
No, I always wanted to go on it. I always seen it, but never been on it.
Well, it's a great, great ship. It's you'll really, if you win, you'll be calling me back and thanking me forever.
All right.
Thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate you.
All right.
It really is a good time on the Harry, too. I mean, last time I was on it, we popped open a bottle of champagne, had cigars, and as it was...
What was the occasion?
Oh, it was just right after the Brewfest, so we were gently stewed or buzzed after sampling all the beer, so the occasion was, well, we can.
So we did.
We enjoyed it. It was older roommates.
Where did the champagne come from?
One of my old roommates, who's now moved from the area, but very successful young at age. We call him E.I., Eric.
Let's play the Biden introductory piece, and we'll talk about it a little bit before we get out of here.
1 second. Ugh, it's going to make me throw up.
Sorry.
Charlottesville, Virginia is home to the author of one of the great documents in human history. We know it by heart. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. We've heard it so often, it's almost a cliche, but it's who we are. We haven't always lived up to these ideals. Jefferson himself didn't, but we have never before walked away from them. Charlottesville is also home to a defining moment for this nation in the last few years. It was there on August of 2017 we saw Klansmen and white supremacists and neo-Nazis come out in the open. Their crazed faces, illuminated by torches, veins bulging, and bearing the fangs of racism, chanting the same anti-Semitic bile heard across Europe in the 30s. And they were met by a courageous group of Americans, and a violent clash ensued. And a brave young woman lost her life. And that's when we heard the words of the President of the United States that stunned the world and shocked the conscience of this nation. He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides? With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it. And in that moment, I knew the threat to this nation was unlike any I had ever seen in my lifetime. I wrote at the time that we're in the battle for the soul of this nation. Oh, that's even more true today. We are in the battle for the soul of this nation.
Let me, a couple of things to point out. He did not watch that, I can tell you, because I did watch it. And those courageous people he was talking about, they were urinating in cups and throwing the cups on the protesters, the other protesters. And they were coming out with clubs trying to beat the folks that were protesting. And the people who were protesting were not doing anything other than protesting. They weren't going back and hitting them or anything. These guys were vicious. And it was a moveon.org kind of folks. It was Black Lives Matter type people. And these guys were militant, absolutely militant. So these, when he says these fine people, I hope somebody gets a video and shows a video of what these fine people did. There was one guy who had a club that had a nail stuck through it that he was trying to hit people with. Yeah, it was vicious.
Well, and this is why I kind of went on a little bit of a rant earlier, but it just frustrates me that I think there are people who can disagree and still be good people over whether or not to keep a statue of Robert E. Lee up in a park. But then extreme factions that already hate each other that are trying to co-opt a moment on both the right and the left. I mean, the tiki torch thing was the night before. They just look like idiots. Tiki torches? Really? Get a real torch if you're going to do that. I'm not going to give them advice, though. But these extreme factions kind of co-opted the event. The mayhem happened, and then one of the guys did run over somebody, which was just terrible.
Yeah.
And it's just, when you hear the full context of the president's press conference, I had forgotten. Trump explicitly says, I'm not talking about white nationalists or neo-Nazis.
Right, and I think they're terrible people. You're right. He said that, point blank, twice.
It's never enough, though.
Exactly, it's never enough. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Audience, thank you so very much. Be good, be safe, be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until we get it right. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.